This tiny storefront on Heliotrope and Melrose in East Hollywood has six bike stands spread out across the shop, piles of chains, mountains of wheels, and rows of old bicycles hanging from the ceiling. The place is packed with parts and people, all working toward the dream of getting more Angelenos off of four wheels and on to two.
There's a strong environmentalist component to supplant the automobile with bicycles.
That's Jim Bledsoe. He's one of 50 volunteers who call themselves cooks. Anyone can come to the kitchen to build a new or fix an old bicycle. It costs $7 an hour to use the space, the parts, and help from the cooks. Here's Jim again.
Cars were a wonderful idea 100 years ago when there weren't any. Today, if you drive a car, you're going to sit in a 200-300 horsepower coffin and go 19 miles an hour. It's ludicrous. It makes no sense. Instead of complaining about that, though, we're here to show people other alternatives to it.
That alternative started 5 years ago in a kitchen in East LA's Eco Village. Founder Jimmy Lazama.
So Tuesday nights, I said, all right, folks, Eco Villagers, free pizza, you bring the beer, we'll work on bikes, and we'll just make it happen. So many people came. It was incredible. That love, when you walked in that room, you felt that love. You're like, ooh, I want some of that. You know, so people were just, it was just contagious, which is why we had 50 volunteers, you know, within a couple of years.
This little community's big dream is to teach people about bicycles in a city built for cars, and eventually to create a different view of Los Angeles.
Such a pretty crazy city. But, you know, on the other level, there's tons of stuff to explore, which is why I love LA so much.
Ben Guzman was there at the beginning with Jimmy.
And I think exploring it by bike is really awesome, because then you hear sounds, you see things, and you smell things you would never experience in a car, which all of a sudden you go, oh my God, those tacos smelled awesome. Oh my gosh, look at that crazy bar. I'm going to go in there. Or, hey, I found this little nook and cranny of a spot. And it's your own little adventure.
It's kind of funny now, or quaint, to think back that, you know, like around 2003, if you saw someone riding a bike, they were automatically your friend.
Kelly Martin is Ben's wife and the nonprofit's only full-time employee. She says now it's rare not to see cyclists pedaling down Sunset or Hollywood Boulevards.
I feel like in LA, there's almost not an excuse to not ride a bike. Los Angeles is geographically and climate-wise a bicyclist's paradise.
Paradise? Most people would say not. But the Bicycle Kitchen, like many groups in LA, is trying to change that. A new 8-mile path along the LA River is almost done. LA County is holding public hearings on a new master bicycle plan. And the city council just promised stimulus money to remove road grates, which are dangerous to cyclists. The kitchen, for the part it has played in empowering people to get on bikes, has something to celebrate. Here's Kelly.
Oh, hey everyone, we're about to leave on the anniversary bicycle ride of the Bicycle Kitchen on Heliotrope and Melrose.
Woo! 40 cooks with red balloons tied to their bicycles, some in costume, some on tandem, mount their rides. They spend the afternoon pedaling through town. Here's the group back at the kitchen. That's the sound of 5 years of hard work.
The Bicycle Kitchen is, it's just like a magical place to be. Like, I can never really talk about it without choking up. And it's sort of, you know, always kind of like, especially it gets more, as I get older, it gets more and more embarrassing that like, oh God, get over it already.
But neither Kelly nor her pals sound like they want to get over anything. Lauren Whaley, Annenberg Radio News.